July 20th, 1934. Everything that comes out of God is all innocent and holy. How creation is one act alone of divine will. Who the triumpher is in the space of the universe. My little intelligence feels the irresistible force of the divine volition that calls it, that wants it in the midst of all creation, to let it see and comprehend the harmony, the order of all created things, and how each of them gives its tribute to its creator. There is not one created thing, be it small or great, destined to occupy the great space of the atmosphere, that does not give its distinct tribute to the one who created it. And even though they have no reason and are mute, yet, by never changing their action, by never moving from the place in which God put them, it is perennial glory. And so, I was thinking to myself, I too occupy the space of the void of creation. But can I say that I am at my place, wanted by God? Does my human will do always one single act to the will of God, as all creation does? But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus, surprising me, all goodness told me, "My blessed daughter, everything that comes out of our Supreme Being is all innocent and holy, nor could any being or thing with the slightest stain or not containing the utility of a good ever come out of our sanctity and infinite wisdom. All created things feel in their own nature the creative virtue and therefore the continuous tribute and the glory that is due to us, because we deliver them out into daylight, and we can do nothing that is stained, even slightly, or anything that is useless. So, everything that is created by us, everything is holy, pure, and beautiful. And from all of them do we receive the tribute, and our will its fulfilled act. My daughter, there is not one created thing, be it animate or inanimate, which does not begin its life by fulfilling our will and giving us its tribute. Indeed, the whole creation is nothing other than one act alone of our will. It is already at its royal place, and though unconsciously, yet it holds its operating life of light in the sun, its operating life of fortitude and might in the wind, its operating life of immensity in the immensity of the space. My will carries out its life in each created thing and holds everyone and everything upon its lap in such a way that no one can move or make any motion if it does not want it. And the veils of the created things give us the continuous tribute and the great glory or the great honor that they are dominated by our will. Now comes the creature. Who can say that, except for original sin, a newborn baby is not innocent and holy? And once he is baptized, who can say that for a period of his life, until an actual sin enters into his soul, the child is not an act of my will? And if he takes a step, if he speaks, if he thinks, if he makes his little hands move, as all these little acts are wanted and disposed by my will, are they not tributes and glory that we receive? They might be unconscious, but my will receives what it wants from that little nature. Sin alone is what makes one lose the sanctity and puts the operating life of my will out of the creature. In fact, if there is no sin, we carry her on our lap. We surround her with our sanctity, and therefore she won't be able not to feel within herself the operating life of my will. See then, everyone and everything takes origin and is born together with my will, as innocent, holy, and worthy of the one who created them. But who preserves this innocence and sanctity? One who remains always at her place in my will. She alone is the triumpher in the space of the universe. She carries the flag and reunites the whole army of creation to bring to God with speaking voice and with full conscience the glory, the honor, and the tribute of everything and of everyone. Therefore, it can be said that my will is everything for the creature, the very first act of her being born, as well as the continuation of her preservation. Nor does my will ever leave her, either by way of love, or by way of grace, or by way of operating work, as with one who voluntarily lives and is aware of living in it. And if sin carries her away, not even then does it leave her, but it enwraps her with its dominion, within its punishing justice. So, the creature and all things are inseparable from my will. Therefore, take to heart my will alone. Recognize it as life, as the mother that raises you and nourishes you, and wants to make of you her greatest glory and honor.